Dave, 1-1 today. It wouldn't have been the result you were looking for. What did you make of the game?
Probably a fair result. I think we spoke about it last week. It's important that if you can't win, you don't lose, and we've not lost. Would love to have won. I don't know where, like I say, there's that many permutations around results. I don't know whether a win today would have guaranteed us being in there, or I haven't got a clue. Like I say, you can't look at it too much. Just got to focus on us, and ultimately we need to go and get something next week now. Game. First off, I thought we were terrible, absolutely terrible. Magnitude of the game probably was too much for all of them, if I'm honest, and probably up there with one of the worst performances I've seen from one of my teams in, like I say, my 8 years, whatever it has been managing. Weren't at it. Looked rabbit in the headlights. Again, more galling is the fact that the goal we concede is from us switching off, which again we've spoken about. And we were lucky to still be in the game at half time. Second half, were we free flowing in a whole lot different second half? No, we weren't, but we were better. We were much better. Deservedly equalised, and again on the basis of the second half performance, probably could have won it. But like I say, first half was nowhere near, and we didn't deserve to win. So we'll take a point, and like I say, we'll have a good week and go to like I say, great game to play in next week, looking to try and win to consolidate our place in those playoffs.
Based on what you've just said there, I imagine there was a few words said at half-time.
Yeah, it was tough. Again, probably the toughest it's been, because emotional highs and lows within football are massive. I suppose the biggest, the toughest thing was that I only have 3 subs to make, because if I could have made more than that, I would have made more than that, because we'd spoken about last weekend about taking responsibility. We'd spoken this weekend about everyone taking responsibility. No one took responsibility out there. No one. And I said, I wish I was 10 years younger and could do something about it myself. But from the side, it's at moments like that, it's a pretty horrible place, because you're thinking, you're overthinking. We just needed to get going, and we couldn't get anything going. We were going to make 2 changes, 3 changes at half time. I suppose you give yourself a couple of minutes and try and reflect a little bit and think where we are, and I suppose what other results are happening and whatnot. And ultimately, 45 minutes is a long time. You're 45 minutes to try and win a game. We got back in it really, really early. And then the game sort of, I wouldn't say fizzled out a little bit. I suppose it looked like two teams that would love to have won, but didn't really want to go and overcommit to winning. And that's sometimes, a funny situation you can get yourselves in for them. I don't know whether they're safe now. I don't know whether they just needed a point. I don't know. Again, there's that many different permutations around what can happen top and bottom. For us, it would have been, it would have been great to win. And then look at other results as it is. It is what it is. We need to go to Wrexham next week and get something, whether that's a draw, whether that's a win, whether that's a loss and you're round other teams. Like I say, this game's on Tuesday. We'll see where we're at, but start the season, would I have taken a one-off game to get in the playoffs? Absolutely. 8 weeks ago, would I have taken a one-off game to get in there? Absolutely. So we'll look forward to it. And I suppose it's a little bit of a dress rehearsal. Ultimately, it becomes another playoff game for us, where if we don't win, there's a good opportunity or good likelihood that our season will be over and we'll be out, sort of thing. So that's the way we'll treat it. We'll go there looking to win. And we'll work hard all week to be able to go and do that.
Credit to Solihull today as well. They didn't make it easy for you. There was plenty of sort of taking the time with stuff, doing everything in a rush.
Yeah, though, listen, ultimately they've got their own agenda that they need to get things for. First off, for the minute they scored, really, I was disappointed with the referee. I had a word with it at half time. It's good play for them, if you like. It's good experience play for them in terms of taking the time. But ultimately, if you put a minute's added time on, there's a good likelihood they're going to do it in the second half, which they did. I suppose the difference was we were back in the game, and we were level rather than being behind. But now, listen, ultimately, you push the boundaries as far as you can to try and win games. We knew today's game would be a difficult one. They're an experienced team. they've invested well in terms of the players they've brought in to try and turn them around. And that probably, like I say, sees them safe. I think they were safe before today's game, if I'm honest, based on how many points they've got. But no, listen, we were miles off. And that's a tough one to take. But we live to fight another day, and that day comes next Saturday. And like I say, they're the type of games you should be involved in football for. And big players and good players step up. And we need more big players next Saturday if we're going to go there and win.
The job's simple, isn't it, now next weekend? Just win, it's in your hands, ideal. How you want it?
Yeah, of course it is. It could have been simpler. But no, listen, I've said previously, they're the games that you want to be involved in. They're high pressure, they're high magnitude, there's lots on them. And they're where you're challenged as a player, absolutely. And ultimately, I'm challenged as a manager. And next Saturday's game, for me, will not be decided next Saturday. It'll be decided this week in terms of Monday to Friday, what we do. And that's down to us to put a plan in place and to work on that through the week and to make sure when we go there on Saturday there are no grey areas. It's black and white what we need to do. We go there, like I say, we're playing against a good team, but we're going to play against a team that we've beaten twice. And we're going there with a lot to play for against a team that got nothing to play for. So we've got to take care of us. And then, like I say, hopefully we can go and get a positive result that gives us another really high-profile game midweek next week.
Lastly, that's football done here at Mill Farm in the league at least. How do you look back on it? There's been some brilliant games here. Macclesfield 7-1. Near enough, I think you've only lost one game here in 2018, so it's been a good run.
It has been a good run. It's a strange one. I suppose when you look back and reflect on the season, regardless of what happens, it's certainly not been our form here that's resulted in the position we finished in. It's been our away form, and listen, we'll have to probably look at things in terms of maybe how we set up away from home a little bit, maybe a little bit differently. If I look at all them games that we've lost away from home, though, that we've been in all of them and we could have won the majority of them. So it's very, the very fine margins and fine lines between winning and losing. But our form here has been fantastic, which is, like I say, carried on really from when we moved in here. We've had a really good record. Don't know why that is. Like I say, it's home to us, and I suppose when you move into a new stadium, it's important that you make it home as soon as possible. I think, like I say, with our results over the past 2 years, we've certainly done that. We'd love to have playoff games here. Again, we'll have to take care of our business first and foremost, and see what other teams do. But fundamentally, it looks like we're gonna have to win some away games regardless. I mean, starting next week to try and achieve promotion from this division. Like I say, I'm confident we can do it. I believe in what we've got in there. We need to be a lot better than we were today, we know that, but like I say, we're looking forward to the challenge.